Right, so where did we leave off yesterday? We left off. Taisus brings a raya that Tzchiya is mitam shlichus. From the Gemara Bava Metzia daf yud beis. Over there, discussing why is it that by Matan and by Metzia, Chatzur is kind of even if the Baal and Adam and Betzat Sadeo, Teresh Lodom is kind of like Bechol Makkah. And by Get, you have to be Oymet Betzat Beis, so Betzat Chatzur. So after Gemara, Get is a Chayiv, and Chavon Lodom and Elad Bechonov. First thing, Gemara is prefaces. Gemara says, Chatzur Mishim Yad, Yisra Boi, Bolei Gora Mishnitus. Chatzur Mishim Yad, but it could also work, but it's by Gora. Even if it can't work Mishum Yad, it could still work Mishum Shlichus. So the Tabi Get, where it's a Chayiv and it can't work Mitzad Shlichus, because it's Shalai B'fana, then Chavon Lodom Bel B'fana. So she asked me, Oymid B'tzad, Oymid B'tzad Chater. Then it works Mishum Yad. By Matan and Mecha, where it's a Shchus, so Zochon Lodom Shalai B'fana, so therefore the Chatzah could be kind of a Kalmakim. Taisa says it's mashma that Gemara that chutz that tzchi is mitam shlichus. Taisa doesn't really spell out the right, but the chayr Taisa means the lashon Gemara is chutz mishum yad v'le gara mishlichus. That the way chutz works, but shaloi b'fanav is al shlichus. And then the Gemara finishes off, and therefore by mitzi and matana zochin la'odim shaloi b'fanav pasach b'shlichus v'siyim b'schiyah. So you see that it's synonymous terms, shlichus and tzchiyah, I know how. Tzchiyah is a shlichus. It's a shlichus of the non-tzadik, but it's a shlichus. That's Taisus. The Rashba in the Bamatziah, the Fayin Aleph Mabez, Mornez Veneshech, says, see where the Taisus quotes later also, that the Zochen for a Goy and Zochen for a Kotlin. A Kaponim, Masechad Varim, the Rashba brings from that Gemara a raya that tzchiyah is not mitam shlichus, and therefore katanim, even though they don't have shlichus, but they have zochin, they can have tzchiyah midrash. You can be zoicha for a katan midrash. From the very same gemara, that Tosfos looked at, and Tosfos saw as a raya that tzchiyah is mitam shlichus. The Rashba takes the same gemara and he reads it as a raya that tzchiyah is lav mitam shlichus. That's what we left off yesterday. So my high, come on, what's going on over here? If you look closely at the Rashba, the way the Rashba says the Raya, the Sefer Devarim, and the Rashba's Raya is, he goes like this. He says, Chotzer, we pass na kavir chanam, the Chotzer mishum yadis, Rabbi. And not mishum shlichus. Chotzer of Yechanan and Rababakai and Badalo. We pass na kavir chanam, the Chotzer is mishum yadis, Rabbi. And yet the Gemara says, that's in what Dav Yudam Adbeis. And yet the Gemara Daf Yud Beis says that Chotzer is kind of with Tzchiyah. So you see that Chotzer must. So you see that Tzchiyah is not Shlichus. Anybody have a Rashba? There is the Chotzer. Kotlin has a kinyan Chotzer. I feel a little mitzia. We pass in the kaviyechanon. That's the machlekes of yechanon. Rabbi Kain Badlo. Can a cotton have kinyan chotzer? If it's mishum shlichus, says the Gemara, cotton doesn't have shlichus. If it's mishum yad, then a cotton has yad. So the Gemara, the maskon is like kaviyechanon. Says the Rashba. We pass in the kaviyechanon that a cotton has a kinyan chotzer. I feel a little mitzia. So even what he means by I feel a little mitzia. So chotzer is mishum yad. Let me skip a little bit. And yet the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis, Chotzer Mishum Yad Asher Bo'i V'Legor Mishlich V'Skabi Chayit Get the Chayit V'Lo Ein Chavon Lo Rav El B'Fonov Gabi Matan Lo Deschus Lo Zochon Lo Rav Shalai B'Fonov. So you see that a Kotan has, you see that a Kotan has Chiyah, a Kotan has Chotzer. You call it like a Yechon, a Kotan has Chotzer because Chotzer is Mishum Yad. And Chotzer works with Chiyah, that's in Daf Yud Beis. So you put the two things together and you see that a katan has chia, because chia is not mitam shlichus. he has a lesson also. Vechotzer mishum eschiyu ki yada. Chotzer is mishum eschiyu ki yada. So he's ahead a little bit. So the same advarim the Rashba. The Rashba, the way he builds up the Raya is, he says, on the one hand, we hold that Rav Yochanan and a chotzer is mishum yad. He's asking him about funeral days, that a cult and a has kinyan chotzer, because chotzer is mishum yad. And yet the Gemara says, that's not Yudam and Beis. And yet the Gemara says, that chotzer has zochin, that you could be kind of chotzer's kind of shalai b'fon of asoch and adam shalai b'fon of. So you put the two things together, and you see that even though chotzer is not mishum shlichos, chotzer is mishum yad, yet it works with zoch and adam shalai b'fon of. That's to say the Dvarim in the Rashi. So that's also very hard to understand. What does he want? The Gemara says in Yibbezim and Aleph Feferish, Chotzer Mishum Yad is Rabbi, Veloi Gora Mishlichus. That Chotzer has both. Yes, Chotzer is Mishum Yad, that's the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yochim, Dafyunim and Beis. But says the Gemara, but even where it can't work Mishum Yad, it's like Gora Mishlichus, it's Shlichus too. The Machlekes Rabbi Yochim and Avarba Kareem Bardla, who does a Kotten have Chotzer? Because a Kotten does not have Shlichus. So if chotzer is only shlichus, a katan doesn't have chotzer. But if chotzer is mishum yad, then a katan could have chotzer. And Rav Yochanan, we pass like Rav Yochanan says the Rashba, that chotzer is mishum yad, a katan has chotzer. But he has chotzer mishum yad. He doesn't have chotzer mishum shlichus. He has chotzer mishum yad. Comes along the Mordaf that you base him at Aleph and says, chotzer mishum yad is only befonov. Here we're talking about shalei befonov. Shalei befonov works with shlichus. Because chotzer mishum yad is a boy, but like gara mishlichus. It also has shlichus. So the more that you base the chayyur, the more that you base the medalef. Let's put this up on the board a little bit. At the yudam it base, we have machlekes. Rav Yochanan says chotzer is mishum yad, and therefore a katan has kinyan. The katan is kinyan mitzvah. That's the case over there. Yesh lechotzer, yesh ledavranus. He's kinyan mitzvah with the chotzer. Tell me if it's like this. Make this straight. Cotton kind of, but cotton is like chotzer. I'm saying that cotton, but cotton is kind of like chotzer. By a mitzvah, it's talking about a mitzvah. And Rabbi Barlow, or Slokish, call it Slokish. Slokish says, chotzer mishum shlichus. Therefore, a katan is not kind of alidei chotzer. Says the Rashba, we pass on like a Yochanan. Now, if we only had this Gemara, I would say it's either or. Chotzer is either mishum yad, then it's not mishum shlichus, or it's mishum shlichus, and then it's not mishum yad. We pass on like a Yochanan, the chotzer is mishum shlichus, mishum yad rather, and therefore it's not mishum shlichus. Comes along the Gemara that you know with Beis Medalek. And it says, no, chotzer mishum yad, that's true, like Rav Yochanan. The legorim is shlichus, but it's also shlichus. Poshim shatning mar is, that Rav Yochanan agrees that chotzer could work out shlichus. That's not going to help for a katan. Rav Yochanan is maisit that chotzer also could work mishum yad. But he doesn't deny that chotzer could work mishum shlichus. So that's what the Gemara says, he's not, chotzer mishum yad, the legorim is shlichus. Rashi in Yibbezim Adal says that the Teresh. That even if Chotzer would... Well, Rashi is not the Teresh of it. That even if Chotzer would not work Mishum Yad, it would work Mishum Shlichus. It's a separate thing. Rashi in Yibbezim says, Chotzer Mishum Yad, like, oh, Mishlichus means that even if I didn't have a Pasuk that Chotzer Mishum Yad, it would still work Mishum Shlichus. So therefore, says the Gemara, by a get... Where it's a chay, so you can't do it with shlichos, because she doesn't want. So what shlichos is? There's no zochel on shlichos fun of, and even funela she doesn't want. So there's no shlichos. So there it can only work mishum yad. So there it's, and therefore it has to be befun of. The God begets tzarech tzarech befun of, because then it works mishum yad. By mitzia, where it's a chos, so you don't need befun of. Because it works, Mishum, sweetness. By the way, see this. Just possible traveling well. Could a cotton be coming out of the chutzah shalai b'fana? Could a cotton be coming out of with the chutzah shalai b'fana? But it's shlichos and shlichos a cotton. Gemara says, well, I guess it depends on whether this is clear for a cotton or not. Tosfos would say for sure not. The only way chotzer works shalei b'fano. If you want it to work mishmiyad, it has to be b'fano, because then it's a yad. You want it to work shalei b'fano, but only works on shlichos. Zochalam shalei b'fano. And Tosfos holds that says over here that schiyam itam shlichos. A cotton doesn't have shlichos, so a cotton could not be kind with a chotzer shalei b'fano, because shalei b'fano is shlichos, and a cotton doesn't have shlichos. That's a cotton doesn't have shlichos. You want a cotton can only be kind with a chotzer b'fano, because then it works mishmiyad like a bechem. Yeah, so that's Rabbi Craig, but you're right, there's such a svara, but Craig has such a svara. But within Taisus, the way Taisus holds that a cotton does not have zakhalonim shalai b'fano, he sees it in this Gemara. Yeah, that's a whole new world. Rabbi Craig has a whole new thesis, not like Taisus, that maybe cotton has shlichos. That the cotton doesn't have shlichos only from the mini of shlichos, but by zakhon, I don't know, what?
You
need
zakhon that say works, it also may say zakhon works with traditional shlichos, but shlichos of a cotton are. It's strange for shlichos because there's no minui, there's no anansari, and there seems to be no shliach. There seems to be some mechanism that works in time shlichos. So maybe whatever the sound of a cotton is, it's only this relationship to something.
Okay, fine. I don't want to get into that right now because for the chesed I just want to put right now, it's going to get to the Rashi, but it's not so important. When we come back to Tosfos, maybe we'll have to just, you know, Krieger has this kind of argument against Tosfos. But Al-Kapanim, I just want to bring out the chesed Adon. That the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara, and Tosfos, this is the first Pshat in this Gemara, that Chatzah can work on two levels. Chatzah can work on the level of Yad, like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why a cotton could have Chatzah, because it's Mishum Yad, so even a cotton could have it. But it could also work on a level of Shlichus. So where Shlichus is not available, like for example, by a Chayv, so it could work Mishum Yad, but then you don't even know you mean. Or for that matter, by a cotton. Shlichus is not available, because ain't Shlichus the cotton. Just Tosfos, then it'll have to be b'fano, same as by a get. On the other hand, sometimes where yad is not available, like shloi b'fano, then it could work mishum shlichus, provided that it's a shlichus. That's the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. So what I want to just get back to is I want to focus today on the Rashba, at least for the time being. What I want to get back to is, so the Rashba is very shvei. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba says that since we hold like a yochan chotzer mishum yad. And yet the Gemara says that you could be cutting them to see a shalai b'fano with zochim. With zochim, the Gemara attack is shlichos is a zochim. First the Gemara says shlichos, then the Gemara says zochim. The point in the Rashba ignores the shlichos part. So the Rashba says, since we hold that Rabbi Yochanan the chutz is mishum yad, and yet the Gemara says that Metzias cutting them to see a shalai b'fano with zochim, so you see that zochim has to do with yad and has nothing to do with shlichos. What's he talking about? The Gemara said beferish. Chotzer is both. It's mishum yad, but it's also mishum shlichus, and that's exactly why by mitzia you can be kind of shleif b'fanav mishum shlichus, even though you don't have yad because it's shleif b'fanav. So the Rashba seems to be just doesn't seem to make any sense. The Rashba's right. It doesn't seem to make any sense. I think the pshat's like this. Start with the Rashba. I think what his argument is as follows. Here. There's two psukim for yad in Torah. Well, there's two drushes for the concept of chotzer at it. One is by Gneva, says in Yimotzi Timotzi Biyodai, so we have a ribu Yimotzi Timotzi, and Lele Yodai Gage Chatzeri Vikafifi Mirai, and Loime Yimotzi Timotzi. So that's to one mocker for Kinyin Chotzer, that a Ganev is going with Kinyin Chotzer. Now we have another mocker from Get, where it says Menosin Biyodai, and then a drosha, and Lele Yodai Gage Chatzeri Vikafifi Mirai, and Loime Venosan Mikol Mocker. Those are the two drushes. So the Gemara goes through those two drushes. The Gemara Daf Yomi Beis goes through those two drushes. And it says, tries to bring a raya from them to the issue of is chotzer mishum yad or is chotzer mishum shlichus, the machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. So first thing the Gemara brings the one about Gneva. See that the Gemara is marba Gneva by chotzer by Gneva. So if it's mishum yad, says the Gemara, I understand. But if it's mishum shlichus, if it's mishum shlichus, ain't shlichus v'arabeir. That the Gemara dispenses with, that's not a raya. Because Ein Shlichus V'Aveira is only where he's a Bardas and he has a choice. He could do the Aveira, he could not do the Aveira. So we say, Divir Av, Divir Tam, Divir Mishoimim. A Chotzer is a Shliach that's a Rabbanic Shliach. So there's no Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. So that's not a Raya at all. But very well be that it works with Tam Shlichus. So then the Gemara brings a Raya from Get. The Torah says, V'Nosim V'Yodo, and we have a Ribui. For chotzer, so you see that chotzer must be mishum yad, and not mishum shlichus. So very not clear in the Gemara. What's the right? Maybe it's mishum shlichus. A woman can send a shlich to be mekabel again. Where is the Gemara seeing that a right that chotzer is mishum yad? Maybe that's mishum shlichus. So Rashi says that the pshat is that for shlichus, I don't need a posuk. That a chotzer could be a shlich as posuk mitzvah. If I need a posuk, it must be that it's mishum yad. I'd like Neiva, I needed a posuk. He says, no, there I would have a half a minute that it's a shlich of varaveir. I need a posuk to tell me it's not a shlich of varaveir. But if I get, that's not a factor. So if I get, if it's mishum shlichus, it doesn't need a posuk. It must be that it's mishum yad. So therefore I need a posuk to tell me chotzer mishum yad. That's Rashi in Mahal. Hey, tamua, really, because it doesn't need a pasuk that chotzer could work as a shliach. I would think we need a pasuk very, very much. A guy can't be a shliach. Nechatei said a chotzer could be a shliach. Very, very, very strange Rashi. The other shayim are not happy with that Rashi. So some say maybe the Gemara means because the lashon and the drosh, it says v'nosan biyodo mikol mokem. Since the ribi is from the pasuk of v'nosan biyodo, so it's mashma this mishum yad. Or others say that the raya is from not so much from the pasuk, the raya is from the braisa. The Brisa says that a woman could be makabel get, it's mashma even a katana, and a katana doesn't have shlichus, it must be mishum yad. So they have other ways of dealing with where the raya lies in the drasha. Kach ekach, but the Gemara does accept this as a convincing argument that by get chotzer must be mishum yad. That's either because that's like according to Rashi, otherwise I wouldn't need a pasuk, or that's the mashmois of the drosh itself, and also in the yodo, or because it works even by a ktana, whatever the cheshman is, but it's a convincing argument. By get, the ribi is taka, chotzer mishum yad. Says the Gemara, so then what's the machlekes of Eichon and Reish Lakish? So the Gemara has a few mahalchim. One mahalch, first thing works like this. So that's for sure that a ktana is makabal and get, because chotzer with a chotzer, because chotzer mishum yad. So what's the machlekes of Eichon and Reish Lakish? The Gemara has three possibilities. One possibility is that the machlekes is if yalfidon mitziyah miget, that maybe chotzer works mishum yad only by get because it's isur, but by mominus maybe it's different, and the chotzer doesn't work mishum yad, only works mishum shlichus, and that's the machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Do we learn out mitziyah miget? I'm going to write these down. Answer number one is the machlekes is do we learn mitziyah miget. Possibility number two, the Gemara says, the Machlekes is, no, Avada, we do learn Mitzvah again. And a Ketana, the same way she has Chotzer Mishum, she could have Chotzer Mishum Yad for a Get, she could have Chotzer Mishum Yad for a Shlichos. The Machlekes is, that we learn Chotzer from Ketana. Maybe only women have Chotzer Mishum Yad, but maybe men don't have Chotzer Mishum Yad, only Mishum Shlichos. So a Ketana could use a Chotzer to be Mekabel, to be Koyin Mitzvah, because she has Chotzer Mishum Yad. But a man could not use a chotzer to be koyin a mitzvah unless he's an adult, because by a man chotzer is mishum shlichus. So that's the second possibility. The machlekes is that we learn out koton b'ketana. Gemara is that third possibility. That Mara Marchadu, Mara Marchadu, Veloy Pligi. That maybe there's really no argument. Rashi's two possibilities. Either two possibilities, what the Gemara means. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. So look, see one. Rabbi Yochanan, who said the Chotzos Mishum Yad, was talking about a Tana, and Reish Lakish was talking about a Kotan. Or possibility number two, maybe Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Metzia, and Reish Lakish, who said it's Mishum Yad, was talking about. I think it's backwards. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan says Mishum Yad. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Get, and Reish Lakish was talking about Metzia. Now, the Gemara doesn't spell out, okay, so what's the halacha? We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, but which Rabbi Yochanan? We have here now a lot of Rabbi Yochanans. We have one Rabbi Yochanan, one version of Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn out one possibility that Rabbi Yochanan learns Metzia Miget, so even by Metzia Chatzos Mishum Yad, but maybe only by Ketana. We have another possibility. Right. No, what's going to be that about the Nachmin El Halacha? If the Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan is that we learn Metzia Miget, but we don't necessarily learn Chatzos Mishum Yad, that's Mashmah Gemara that way. This is the first. The Gemara goes like this: Rabbi Yochanan knows Alfinu Metzia Miget, and Rishlokos also don't learn Metzia Miget. Or possibility number two, maybe everybody learns Metzia Miget, but the Machlekes is that we learn Kotan Miktana. So it seems to be if you learn Metzia Miget, but we're still in the world of Tana, not Kotan. So if you learn Metzia Miget, so Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzos Mishum Yad, but only. Let's focus. Never mind Rishlokos now. Just focus on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishum Yad, but only where? Only by a Ketana, not by a Gadol. Possibility number two, if we learn Kotan Miktana, then Rabbi Yochanan holds Mishum Yad, a feel of the Kotan. Yeah, I think according to both passages, a feel of the Kotan. But either one will be Metzia. You with me? If Rabbi Yochanan also learns Metzia Miget, that means that Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzos Mishum Yad b'Metzia, but Rak b'Ketana. If we learn Kotan Miktana, that's building on top of Metzia Miget. Of course, that's the way the Gemara is mashma. Kotan Miktana is on top of Metzia Miget. So then Rabbi Yochanan goes further. Not only does he learn Metzia Miget, he also learns Kotan Miktana. So then Chatzos will be Mishum Yad b'Metzia, and Afilu b'Kotan. If you hold like the last possibility, that Mara Machado will pligi, so then, hopefully it depends on two versions. If Mara Machado will pligi means Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a Ketana, but by Metzia, so that would be like this one, the Metzia, the Rachbe Ketana. And then the other version of Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan is talking by a Get, so it would be even less. The Rabbi Yochanan would be only by a Get and only by a Ketana. Okay, we have various permutations. So Nachmir in the world, what's the halacha? Yeah.
Should it have to be that A and B, there's a difference with Rabbi Yochanan? Can it just be that the Gemara would say that there would be a difference in Reish Lakish? Or either Rabbi Yochanan would say by both that it's both a Kata and Ketana?
No, I think the Gemara is by Gabe Get Kul Yamal Pligi the Chatzim Shim Yodis Rabbi. That's for sure that we have this pasuk. We have somehow a convincing raya that by get chatzos mishum yad, whatever that convincing raya was. Ki pligi l'inyan mitzia. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is by mitzia. Marso yalfinu mitzia miget. Rabbi Yochanan holds we learn mitzia miget. Pasuk chad is, but by a ketana, not by a kotel.
Right, why can it also be by a kotel?
But just because the hemshech l'gemara. Because then the gemara goes on and says, b'bayisema b'ketana kuliyamalu pligi the yalfinu mitzia miget. So it sounds like the second version, it's not muchuch. There's a multiplicity here of possibilities. So what I want to get is, how do we pass it? So the riff in the Rambam, Paskin, like this. That chatzis mishum yad even by mitzia, which means that a minor could be has chatzir to be kind of mitzia, but only a girl and not a boy. That's what says the Rambam, that by women chatzis mishum yad, and by men mishum mishlus, and therefore by men is mishum mishlus. So therefore, a katana could be kind of mitzia with her chatzir, the same way she'd be kind of get. That was marvish. She has the chatzir mishum yad. But a katan cannot be kind of mitzvah with the chatzir, because by a katan there's no chatzir mishum yad, there's only chatzir mishum shlichus, and katan don't have shlichus. Doesn't have chatzim mishum yad. He has chatzim mishum shlichus and kind of shlichus. There's a cash here. I want to put it in a box, and then we'll come back to it later. It says in this Gemara that a chatzis mishum shlichus, then a katan cannot be kind of mitzvah with a chatzis, right? That's the word. Rabbi Yochanan says chatzis mishum yad, a katan could be kind of mitzvah. And Rish Lakish says chatzis mishum shlichus, and therefore a katan cannot be kind of mitzvah with a chatzis. But why can't the katan be kind of mitzia with the chatzir with the zochin l'adam shalai b'fanav? If you hold like taisvis, that's chiyum mitam shlichus, and katanim don't have zochin either, the same, they don't have shlichus, they don't have zochin, so then we're good. But if you hold like the Rashba, that's chiyum lav mitam shlichus, and katanim have chiyum, so what's trying to say more? Shlichus, if the Gemara says chatzir mishum shlichus, if chatzim shum shlichus, so a chatzim can't be kind of with the can't be kind of mitzvah with the chatzim. Why can't he be kind of with the mitzvah with the chatzim? Yes, it's mishum shlichus, but here it's a shlichus. It's here it's zochin l'adam shalei b'fanav. Why can't he be kind of with zochin l'adam shalei b'fanav? Let's put this in the box. We're going to come back to it. I think it's not going to be shared in the end, but but it's interesting. It may be part of what's going to have to drive the rush. So I'm asking. Says in this. Im chatzim mishum shlichus, which is Reish Lakish, why is a katan not kind of I'm a katan and a kind of mitzia? Are they zochin l'adam shalei b'fanav? Zochin shalei b'fanav. The Rashba, Katan, Yesh Lishchia. We'll come back to this problem. I think the problem is going to, by the time we're done, the problem will evaporate. But right now, it sounds like a problem.
There's no Dasacharis by Katan.
as a machner. So if it's mission shlichos, that's interesting. That's not the chisaron the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if it's chotzim shum shlichus, he's not kind because chotzim doesn't have shlichus. It doesn't say because there's no nasacher. I think the answer is because a chotzim is kind of mitzvah midrabon. So it's only drabon on it because no nasacher. But a ma'aseh chotzim is kind of mitzvah, but could it be kind of alidei chotzim? So no, because it's shlichus. Right? So what if it's shlichus? But zochim lo shleiv afodah, then a chotzim has zochim. Okay, we'll come back. So this is the Gemara. So now we saw the Rif, the Rambam, they paskin that chotzer is mishum. They paskin that by ketana chotzer is mishum yad, but not by a katan, because you can't learn out the katan from ketana. So by mitzil, by gneva, for example, or by mitzil, then chotzer is mishum. A katan only has chotzer mishum shlichus, because it doesn't have chotzer mishum yad. Only a ketana, only girls. Or women have chotzer mishum yad. Men only have chotzer mishum shlichus. Obviously, women have chotzer mishum shlichus too. Wherever you might, women are excluded from chotzer mishum shlichus. The pasuk of gneiva is even by women get on. But chotzer mishum yad, which is said by get, that's a chiddush by women, not by men. That's the Rif in the Rambam. How does the Rashba pass it? So there's no Rashba within that fidal. But the Rashba in, and I would love to find some Gili somewhere in the Feirish, but the Rashba, certainly the Rashba that we're talking about, he seems to say, the Feirish, that the halach is like Rav Yochanan, even by mitzia and even by a kotan. So he says, the bekula talmudu, the isle chotzer. The bekula talmudu mashma the isle. This is the beginning of the Rashba. Does anyone have the Rashba? No, wait, do you have it? The ain't varim mechuvarim beinai. The bekula talmudu mashma the isle midiraisa skia. It's mashma everywhere that a kotan has skia deraisa. The isle chotzer because a kotan has chotzer. Afilu b'mitzio. No, in other words, we learn mitzio miget, and a katan has chotzer. If chotzer be mishum shlichus, a katan wouldn't have it. That's the Gemara. If chotzer mishum shlichus, a katan is not koine alidei chotzer b'mitzio. But we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that a chotzer is koine a mitzio because chotzer mishum yad. Rabbi Yochanan per kamadur de mechilter. So it's mafurish in Rashba that he holds that the maskana of the Gemara is that you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That a kotan is kind of mitzia with the chotzer. That means we learn out mitzia miget, and it's not mashma zechalat in the kotan the kana, even by men. So apparently it's not like the Rambam. The Rashba apparently holds that the halacha is that like Rabbi Yochanan, like the second version, like this, that chotzer is mishum yad, even by mitzia, and even by kotan chotzer mishum yad across the board. So we'll take that as I think it's explicitly in Rashba. The Rashba passed, not like the Rif in the Rambam, that Chotzer is Mishum Yad everywhere. And the Pasuk by Gneva, the Pasuk by Get, it's all Chotzer is Mishum Yad, and even a Kotan, even a, not only a Ketana, but even a Kotan, not only by Get, but even by Mitzia, Chotzer is Mishum Yad. So now, let's go back to the Gemara that you bring them out. The Gemara says, Chotzer is Mishum Yad. I think Gemara that you bring is dealing when do you need Befana, when do you not need Befana. I get you need b'fano, but mitzi and mechi, you don't need b'fano, what's the difference? It says, Nemoah, chotzer mishum yad, v'lo yigorim mishlichus. So, chosheb shad in that Gemara, where Rashi is that Gemara, is that there's two dinim in chotzer. There's one din chotzer mishum yad, but there's another din of chotzer mishum shlichus, and you can use either one, depending on the circumstances. You could use chotzer mishum yad, it has to be b'fano. You could use chotzer mishum shlichus, but then it has to be yischus. And then it doesn't have to be b'fano, but it has to be yischus. You could use it by a kotan, but then it has to be b'fano because it only works mishum yad. Wait, thrashing places chesmen out of it. So, where did these two dinim come from? Where did the two halachas of chotzer mishum yad and chotzer mishum shlichus come from? Chotzer mishum yad is a pasuk by get. But where does it say, where do we get this notion that chotzer should also be mishum shlichus? Right. Where does it say in Torah chotzer mishum shlichus? Since we hold like a reikon and the chotzer in Torah is mishum yad. So where does it come from that it's the Goyim Mishlichus? So Rashi says over here in Daf Yud Beis that Chotzer Mishum Yad by Goyim Mishlichus, because even if there would be no Pasuk for Chotzer Mishum Yad, I would know Chotzer Mishum Shlichus in Svar. That's Rashi L'shitosa, we mentioned before in Daf Yud Beis. The Rashi learns what's the right, the more is Mar Bechot. all the Rishonim grappled. The Torah says, well, it's, you see this yad by a get, you see this chotzer by a get, v'nosen biyodu, l'rabbis chotzer, oh, it's a raya chotzer mishim yad. What's the raya? Some Rishonim say, because the loshen is v'nosen biyodu, or because it's mashmi v'lektano, and Rashi said, because if chotzer would be mishim shlichus, it wouldn't need a pasuk. And I would see it needs a pasuk, it's not a shlichus v'ar, by Gneva needs a pasuk, tell me it's not a shlichus v'ar there. But by get, why should it need a pasuk? Oh, it's a raya chotzer mishim yad, mishim shlichus is a svar. The Rishonim say, what does that mean? But Rashi Tosoi, that's how he learns this Gemara. Chotzer Mishum Yad, that's the Pasuk. And Chotzer Mishum Shlichus, that's even without a Pasuk, that's a Svar. But all the other Rishonim don't buy this business that Chotzer Mishum Shlichus doesn't need a Pasuk. So how else can you learn the Gemara? Chotzer Mishum Yad, we're going to Shlichus. Chotzer Mishum Yad, I understand, that's exactly a Kosov. But where do we get Chotzer Mishum Shlichus? Pasuk Tkash, remember, what's Pshatim with Nafi Beis? Why should Chotzer be Mishum Shlichus? If the Torah says Chotzer Mishum Yad, so how do we know Chotzer Mishum Shlichus? So it depends a lot on what's the maskana that you know the base. If you learn like the Rif and the Rambam, then lo yalfin and kotum miktana. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh brings it. If you hold like those, we should like many Rishonim. I imagine Shulchan Aruch says that didn't check, but the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, that's the thing. Most likely Shulchan Aruch. They all hold that lo yalfin and kotum miktana. That means that the pasuk by get, that's chotzer mishum yad. But that's only by Tana, obviously, because get is a girl. So, but by men, chotzer is not mishum yad. By men, chotzer is mishum shlichus. So when the pasuk is by gneva, for example, that there's a potter that is chotzer, in motzit motzit biyodu, the rabbi's chotzer, that's a chotzer mishum shlichus. So now we have psukim for chotzer mishum yad, of course, only by Tana, not by a kotter, and we have psukim for chotzer mishum shlichus. Hey, that's very good. Chotzer mishum yad, to be makabel again. Chotzer mishum yad. So that's true. But like gor mishlichus, chotzer is also mishum shlichus because we have the other pasuk about by gneva. So that's what the Gemara says. By a get, which is a chayiv, so the woman can't be makabel get with shlichus, with chotzer mishum shlichus. She can only be makabel get with chotzer mishum yad. So she has to be oimid b'tzad chaser. But by mitzi and matana, where it's a schos. So then you could even do it, then you could use chotzer mishum shlichus. And where does it say chotzer mishum shlichus? In the parasha of Bnei, it says chotzer mishum shlichus. So therefore, chotzer mishum yad, so a woman has to stand beside chaser to makabel chotzer mishum yad. But by mitzi and matana, where it's a schus, you don't have to stand right next to it, because you could do it with chotzer mishum shlichus. So that Gemara is fine. That Gemara is fine with some, that's a pshat in Rashi and Tosfos. And yeah, well, Rashi is a fish, that would be something in Tosfos as well. But the Rashba holds that halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, not only by get, but even by mitzia, not only by ketana, but even by kotan. That when the Torah said chotzer, the Torah said chotzer mishum yad. And even a kotan is chotzer mishum yad. So when it says that this chotzer by gneva means yad, doesn't make a face, it means shlichus. So what does it mean chotzer mishum yad, v'ligar mishlichus? So I think this is where we're coming close to pshat in the Rashba, that the Rashba learns enechanami. This girl, the garbage shlichus, means does not mean the regular parasha of shlichus. We'll ignore even. The time will say it's lav dafka. We'll see in a minute, maybe it's not so lav dafka, but it's lav. Let's for the time being call it lav dafka. I think we're running out of time. We'll call it lav dafka. According to the Rashba, there's only one thing, chotzer mishum yad. There's no pasuk for chotzer mishum shlichus. For shlokas of chotzer mishum shlichus, because chotzer not mishum yad. But if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Chotzer Mishum Yad, then the pasuk says Chotzer Mishum Yad. There's no mokar in Torah for Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. It's either or, because you can't just in svara make up Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. It has to come from a pasuk. The pasuk is Chotzer Mishum Yad. There's nowhere from whence to take a notion of Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. So Chotzer is only Mishum Yad. So then what's pshat in this gemara? That by a get where it's befanov, so Chotzer is Mishum Yad, but by mitzvah ain't so. You could do what zochel adam shloi befanov. So the Rashba says, "Al korcha chata omer that zochin l'adam shaloi b'fadav is not shlichus; it's also yad." It's also yad. And kilu, what the Gemara is saying is, because there's no such thing as chotzer mishum shlichus. Forget the legar shlichus for the time being; we'll say it's lav dafka. I think later on we'll be able to tweak that a little bit. I don't think it'll be today, but it's mishum yad because there is nothing else according to the Rashba. We all like a vechon 100% all the way down. All the psukim are chotzer mishum yad. There's no chotzer mishum shlichus. Zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav says the Rashba is not shlichus. It's yad. In fact, the lashon of the Rashba was that tzchiyah is yad. And he talks about the way he threw it a lashon over here. mishum deschiyu kiyada. The chotzer mishum deschiyu kiyada. The chotzer of zochin is yod, is yad. So in Western Talmud's Gemara, which is by Getz, Sarach Mi Bafano of Mishum Yad, and by Metzia, it's Ein Sarach Bafano Mishum Zot, it's also Mishum Yad. Like, how do you read the Gemara then? And the Rashi reads the Gemara like this. It's all B'Tayres Yad. And Zochon L'Odim Shalai Bafano is also Yad. No, it's what it says in Zochon L'Odim Shalai Bafano is that by a Schus, you don't need Shlichus, because if you need Shlichus, you have to be Mamanim as a Shliach. The Rashi holds Chiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus. Ski is not Miham Shlichus. Shlichus needs Shlichus. You have to be a man of Shlich. Zochin Lonim Shleib Afarav means he's not a Shlich, which means he doesn't have the Koyach HaBailim. There's no Shlichus Lonim Kimoysa. What it says in the parsha of Shchiyah is that in immediately the Shchus, anybody's Yad could be kind of for me. Your Yad could be kind of for me. We're going to have to tweak this also later, but for the time being, just to get the Chajim. Anybody's Yad could be kind of for me. That's the din of Zochin Lonim Shleib Afarav. By a chayiv, so your yad can't be kind of for me, only my yad could be kind. Or my shliach, because my shliach is like me. But by immediate disclose, it doesn't have to be my yad, it could be somebody else's yad also. So therefore, by a get, where it's a chayiv, so it has to be my yad. So then she has to be oimid b'tzad sadeh. Oimid b'tzad beis, oimid b'tzad sadeh, oimid b'tzad sadeh. Because it has to be my yad, so she has to be right there, that it should be an extension of her yad. I shenke by imitzia, where zochel lonim shalei b'fanav. So since zochel lonim shalei b'fanav, so we don't have to be, it doesn't have to be mamish her yad. It just has to be, could be somebody else's yad. A yad is kind of. So therefore, the chotzer could be kind of, therefore, a chotzer could be kind of, even shalei b'fanav, because it's a yad and it's the immediate discourse. This was the Rashba's raya that chotzer that schiyah is not mitam shlichus. Again, his raya was it's not a raya. The raya makes sense. His raya was: look, we hold the Rebbe Yochanan that chotzer is mishum yad, and the Gemara says that by that chotzer has zochin. So you see that zochin had nothing to do with shlichus. That zochin is mishum yad. So our problem was: what are you talking about? The Gemara says the Pharisee chotzer mishum yad believe gar mishlichus and shleib b'fanav rules with shlichus not mishum yad. The answer is the Rashba's, that doesn't make any sense. It can't be. Because there's no pasuk for chotzer mishum shlichus. The Rashba holds that we learn katan miktana and mitzia miget. The bottom line is we're like in every case, all the psukim are chotzer mishum yad. If the psukim are chotzer mishum yad, they're not mishum shlichus. It's not like a shlokas. The shlokas is chotzer mishum shlichus and not mishum yad. But we hold like a and the chotzer mishum yad and only mishum yad. So there's no mocker for chotzer mishum shlichus. So al korcha chotzer is only mishum yad. And when the Gemara says like gar mishlichus, it doesn't mean chotzer mishum shlichus. Chotzer is mishum yad. But the yad by his chos could pile at a distance the way shlichus piles at a distance. We'll say it like that. It's like gar mishlichus. It's not chotzer mishum yad, and it's also a shliach. No, chotzer is mishum yad. But the yad in a chos works as well as a shliach. Because why do I have to be a shliach? It's a chos. Any yad, a yad could be kind of without shlichus. Maybe it's not even lav dafka. Now it's good. Like gar mishlichus, it's not lav dafka. Chotzer mishum yad, like gar mishlichus means by a chayiv, so there's a difference between a yad is limited, because the yad only works, it has to be right here, it has to be my yad. A yad somewhere else doesn't work. So there you have to come out to shlichus. But by a midi deschus, chotzer is mishum yad, but by a midi deschus, a yad is not worse than a shliach. Because a yad anywhere by a schus could be kind of for me. But it's kind of for me to yad, not to shlichus. And therefore, by a get, so he has to be befun of, because he has to be my yad. Because it's a chayiv, a yad somewhere else doesn't work. It has to be my yad over here. So there I have to have chotzer mishum. So therefore she has to be oimid b'tzad sadeh. But by a mitzia, where it's a midi d'schus, and schiyah is not mitam shlichus, so then it works. So then any yad could be, it doesn't have to be oimid b'tzad sadeh, because it doesn't have to be an extension of his yad. And a midi d'schus, somebody else's yad is also kind of, but it has to be a yad. So therefore in a schus, you don't have to be oimid b'tzad sadeh, the chotzer anywhere could be kind of. Just one second. So now this question that we put up in the box now disappears altogether. We had a question before. Chotzer is mishum shlichos. Chotzer is mishum shlichos, like Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish says, therefore, Kotten is not koina, yidei chotzer. So we had a kasha, but let it be koina with zochen lorem shlei b'fano. Because the Rashba zochen lorem shlei b'fano works even by a Kotten. Terrence says, the kasha doesn't start. Zochen lorem shlei b'fano works even by a Kotten, but it works mishum yad. That's the Elshita Sarashba, that Schia is not Mitam Shlichas, and Schia works Mishum Yad. And the Shita Reish Lakish is that Chatzir is Mishum Shlichas, and it's not Mishum Yad. It's only Mishum Shlichas. If it's only Mishum Shlichas, then a Katan doesn't have it. The Gemara in Dafi Beis going like a Yochanan, that Chatzir is a Yad. If it's a Yad, then you can have Zochan Lam Shlai Bafanov, because Zochan Lam Shlai Bafanov is Midin Yad, and not Midin Shlichas. I think that's the Chesmen HaTvarim of the Rashba. Yeah. There's some open questions here. I think the Rashba, we just have to, needs a little bit of fine-tuning. I'm not sure if we'll do it in Shir or not. Yeah.
According to the Rashba, why is it that just because there's a Gzeik also by Chatzar that teaches me that Zochim to be Dinyan, does that mean that by everything else it's also
No, Zochim Mishum Yad is not a Gzeik also. I mean, maybe Zochim Mishum Yad is a Gzeik also in like Nosiach and Hashemet. That there's a passage of Zochim Mishum Yad. The Gzeik HaKosev is Chatzar Mishum Yad. Zochim we know from elsewhere. So once Chatzar Mishum Yad, and there's a halach of Zochim that a Yad, anybody's Yad could be kind of for me, and I need this loss. So then a Chatzar, which is a Yad, could be kind of for me too. I want to leave with the question. If this is true, that anybody's Yad could be kind of for me, that's what Zochim means, that anybody's Yad could be kind of for me, so why does that have to be my Chatzar? Why can't somebody else's Chatzar be kind of for me? It's a Yad, Chatzar is a Yad, and anybody's Yad can be kind of for me, and immediately discuss. So, I think we'll do like this. We have now a whole Shabbos. Try to go. You should go over the Chesed, go over this Chesed in the Rashba, because I want you to have a. I want to play with it a little bit. So if you have to have it very clear, otherwise that's, I'm not going to be able to play with it. So I want to play with it a little bit, just in the fine tuning. You know, the nusach that I said. If by a chayv you need my yad, and when it's a schos it could be anybody's yad. I'm not sure that that's exactly the best nusach to say it. We may have to refine the nuschos. But basic chesed is this. I think is a sound chesed. It's ma'amish m'shach in the Rashba. The basic mahalach hadvar. That chosim mishum yad v'legor mishlichus does not mean chosim midim shlichus. The Rashi is l'shitasa. We pass it 100% like a v'yechon. Chosim mishum yad. So if it's mishum yad, there's no pasuk mishlichus. Chosim is only mishum yad. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis means something else. Chosim mishum yad, but it works as well. But by a schus, it works just as well as shlichus, because by a schus, all you need is yad. You don't need shlichus, because chia, and that's the Rashi l'shitasa. It's chia is mitam yad, and it's not mitam shlichus. I think that's the pshat in this Rashi 100%. Exactly the nusach. What's the difference between them and shleim between them? Maybe we'll tweak it a little bit. And then I guess we should go back and figure out Tosis. But I think actually Tosis is poshut. Tosis learned like the riff in the Rama that we don't learn katan from katana. So there's taka two psukim chotzer mishum yad and chotzer mishum shlichus. So he went to Gemara Daf Yud Beis poshut chotzer mishum yad, but it's also mishum shlichus, and it's two different dinim. Yad is only befana. Shlichus is shleim befana. By the way, via nafkamina, does a katan have chotzer shleim befana? Point to Tosis, no, because chotzer mishum yad is only befanav. Chotzer mishum shlichus is shalei befanav. Mishum shalei befanav is a chotzer mishum shlichus. Point to the Rashba, yes, because the chotzer mishum yad and the legor mishlichus is all yad, and yad could be even shalei befanav. So by immediate discuss, if a katan has chia, he can have chotzer shalei befanav too. Okay, so again, I want to come back to the Rashba a little bit to play with it, and then we'll go back to the place.